Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Gospel of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hand of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they gain in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Word of God, word of life. I was fortunate this week to have a great meeting with a pastor from down in Reedsburg, and she mentioned that she looked at our website here at Bethany before our meeting to get a better idea of the ministry going on and around here. First thing she said that she noticed on the website was this phrase on the front page saying, "The radical love of God takes us to surprising places." And she asked me, "What do you suppose the good people of Bethany mean when they say radical love?" And I was stunned for a moment because I have, of course, heard this term radical love before when talking about Jesus, but I don't think we've talked about it here as a community. So I'm not really sure what exactly it means for Bethany here and now as we look to the future of what it means to be church together. Radical. It's a term that is thrown around a lot when talking about Jesus' ministry on earth. Radical being that which changes the fundamental nature of a thing. So radical love then being a love that is so great that it changes that which it comes in contact with. Now to me, that does certainly sound like the love of Christ, does it not? Yes, Pastor. Oh, thanks. After all, this is what we proclaim the cross to be, is it not? But what does it mean to live into this radical love? For Jesus, it meant stepping in between one who committed adultery and those who would punish her, offering forgiveness and altering her life in a single action. For Jesus, this meant being among the sick and touching those with leprosy, those who most would avoid out of fear of catching whatever disease they had. For Jesus, this meant going to the fringes of society and telling those who had only heard that they were worthless, that they had worth greater than they can know, that they are the lost sheep, the lost coin, the one who is being brought back into the fold against all odds. For Jesus, radical love for all humankind is what leads him to the cross. It's in this love that Jesus looks at you from upon the cross and has fundamentally altered your life forever. He, who is perfect in all his glory, shared his perfect love with you that you may live. And this is the love that Paul, in the letter to the Romans, says can cast out fear and hate. It is this love that goes against all evil, that is so unexplainable and unimaginable that it transcends all barriers and boxes that we try to force it into. This love so great that it cannot be contained by any one person or any one group of people, but instead it has cosmic ramifications. That, my dear siblings in Christ, is radical indeed. When Jesus invites us to take up our cross, this is the kind of self-giving love that Jesus is inviting us into. Bearing one's cross, it goes above a symbol of the cross around your neck or on your skin. It goes beyond the threats you may receive for being a passive member of a faith community, which, frankly, folks, doesn't happen much here in the United States. But elsewhere, it does. There are places right now in the world where the very act of preaching this gospel is dangerous to the point of death. Bearing the cross, the symbol of our faith, where our Lord and Savior lost his life for our own sake. Bearing this cross comes with risk for the sake of our dearest siblings. And it's no wonder when told of this cross, Peter's response is essentially a prayer to God asking for this not to take place. Asking that God stop what is about to transpire. And what Jesus responds is that this must take place. And looking back, the author of Matthew and us today understand this text as being something that must take place because it already has and because it always will. It's a must because it's what needs to happen for us to get to the other side, for us to get to the day of resurrection. But how often do we, as Peter, get so focused on the pain and the misery of the cross that we end up saying no to Jesus? We pray for the kingdom of God to reign here and now on earth, but yet, when we are faced with the reality of the cross, we often interpret it only as pain instead of life. The cross, the one that we are called to bear, is one that many of you already know deeply and intimately. And it's not just the cross of death, but the cross of life, the cross of resurrection, the one that we place on our stained glass windows, our pews, around our necks, and sometimes even on our skin, that we remember when we are gathered together as one. The cross of life is the one that is bestowed upon us in our baptism. It is the one that we are called on to participate in. And it is in this participating in the cross that we are able to participate in what God is doing to bring about the kingdom of God. For when we are so willing to bear the cross, to bring love and joy and mercy and all that is good for one another, it is then that the kingdom of heaven is able to break through in big and marvelous ways. It is in these moments that one may look upon what you have done, what you are doing, and see the love of God that is ever present. It is in this that one may know that God is indeed for us all. Now there are those in the world today that do not know this love has been opened up to them because the cross has been denied to them by the church and members of the church for far too long. And frankly, folks, it is not the church's job to keep any from the cross. In fact, I would say that's the exact opposite of what we are supposed to be doing. That is why when I proclaim the Lord's Supper during our regular Sunday service, I state clearly that it does not belong to us, but instead to God. And neither does the cross. When we work to keep the cross from others, what we are doing is attempting the impossible by keeping God in a box, by containing the uncontainable. God does not live in a box. God cannot be contained. So instead of gatekeeping the cross, we should instead be spreading this love in such a way that invites every single person to participate in it. Not everyone is going to like this message, I am aware. Not everybody liked it when Jesus preached it either, because it means loving your enemy. It means welcoming those whom society dares not touch. It means bringing Christ to places where other Christians dare not go. And those who dare not go may look upon you with confusion, maybe even animosity. Why would you do such a thing? But we have come to know that we cannot say no to God. We are to bring the message to all ends of the earth. We are to proclaim the resurrection that embraces us all in love and leave the rest to God. He says it right there in the Romans text. Leave vengeance to God. We are to act in love. Leave the sins, the hatred, the prejudices on the cross of death. For we live instead for the cross of life and of resurrection. And my hope for you all, my dearest siblings in Christ, you wonderful people of Bethany Lutheran, my hope for you is that you will find the joy that can be found in bearing a cross such as this. A cross that brings us from death into life. A cross that is a symbol of God's great love and mercy for all humankind. A cross that I may dare to say is the ultimate sign of God's radical love. God's love that has, is, and always will change us, will change you on a fundamental level. A radical love that pulls you into life now and forever with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.